Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I like you too. And I like you at the Aaron Water Show. By the way, it's going on this weekend. It's free down along anywhere along the lake, obviously. It is from 10 till 3. The city is asking that you use public transportation and behave yourself and no alcohol and, of course, all those good things. But the lakefront, the best spots are the lakefront from North Avenue Beach south to Navy Pier. Nearby parks and playing fields are generally less crowded and all of that good stuff. All right. And the fun thing, and you'll see this, Nina, is starting Friday is when they practice.
Well, that's going to be really cool.
Yeah. It's like the city's being buzzed.
I love it.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. Okay, so I want to tell you something. Usually it's Nina, the teller, the storyteller, but I have to tell you this story. So my buddy Ryan and I yesterday, he was hanging out with me, and I needed to go to the grocery store. He said, chill, we'll go. So I went over. Well, I don't need to say the name of the grocery store regardless of that. So we're sitting on Division, but this daycare center lets out, right? And so we're stuck in traffic. This happens, I don't know, I should think ahead about this, but it was 3 o'clock, so I knew we were going to get stuck in it, and sure enough, we were. So, but everybody's sitting there, and the windows are down, and this, that, and the other. And there's this dude sitting next to us, and Ryan's a dog lover, like I'm a dog lover, okay? And this guy had his schnauzer, okay? And the schnauzer, since we were stopped, was sitting on his lap, and he's smoking a cigarette, and he's actually, like, blowing the smoke into the, I mean, not purposely, but blowing the smoke towards the dog.
So is the dog sitting behind him, and then
backwards? But it's jumping up. You know, we're parked because the kids are getting out, right?
So it's on his lap.
Yeah, so it's sitting on his lap, and it's up against the steering wheel, and he's blowing the smoke on this dog. And you know, Ryan just can't. No, I don't talk to people. This is Chicago. I know better. I'm just saying. I'm like, oh hell, sure. Ryan, what are you doing? Anyway, so Ryan says to the guy, he goes, dude, that's not cool. You shouldn't be, like, blowing smoke at the dog.
Right.
He says, you got to be kidding me. He says, you're certainly, because the guy didn't really get pissed off about it.
Right.
He laughed at Ryan.
You
got to
be kidding me.
No, he said, are you serious? He says, well, the secondhand smoke thing. He goes, dude, that's not a thing. Dogs don't get secondhand smoke. It doesn't hurt a dog.
Dogs have lungs, too.
Telling you, this got crazy. And then there's, since we're stopped and there's people walking around, this lady's walking in between the car and she goes, you're really obnoxious. How dare you? And she got into the middle of this.
To you or to the dog guy?
To the guy who was smoking in the dog. He says, first of all, you're in a school zone, but there were no children around there. So this is not about children. She just said, that's horrible that you smoke in front of your dog.
So did the guy put out a cigarette after he's getting ganged up on by strangers?
Of course not.
No, of course not. He's like, F you. But, you know, I mean, it didn't get nasty. It didn't get like Chicago blow up crazy like we're on the Kennedy or something. I just ask you 312-591-9696. I mean, would you say something? I mean, do you thinking that smoking in front of your animal is okay? I mean, I have crazy friends and I wouldn't call them friends because I've seen them. They smoke pot and they will blow pot smoke in front of the dog.
Try to get their dog high.
Yeah, get the dog high. And I think that's ridiculous, too.
I've seen friends do that, too.
Right. Yeah. So I just wonder what everybody thought about this. I mean, the secondhand smoke with the dog. I think it's a thing.
Would you go up to somebody if it was a kid? Would you say something if a kid, they were smoking around their kid?
You know, I probably wouldn't. If they were sitting there on the lap.
Would Ryan do it?
Ryan might. I don't know. Would you?
I don't know.
I think it was the dog thing. It was just
the dog.
I know, but we were parked.
Right.
I mean, we weren't going anywhere. We had to sit there for like 10 minutes until they let everybody out.
I saw somebody smoking with their child on their lap, there's a good chance I'm going to give you a really dirty glare. Like, I don't know if I would say anything because I was that little kid. My dad's a smoker. He smoked my entire life.
Sure.
So we've had pets,
yes.
You know, like my dad would put me on his lap. I'm always around cigarette smoke. So for me, it's like, okay, I'm used to it. But really, if you look at what's happening, it's a much bigger thing. And, you know, I'm even educating my father. But I have an aunt that quit smoking because of her dog.
She didn't want to smoke around her dog.
She didn't want to smoke around her dog. Her dog is her baby. It's her child.
So she quit for the dog.
She quit for the dog. She should have been quitting for herself, but she quit for the dog. So I think it is a thing.
I think it is, too.
So secondhand smoke for a dog is a thing?
I, I don't know. We'll find out. 312-591-9696. I don't know. Maybe, you know, somebody would have got their baseball bat out after us, but that didn't happen.
Run, Ryan,
thankfully.
Run.
Right.
Yes. Anthony in Elk Grove Village, good morning. You're on B96.
What's up, bud? I just think that, honestly, more and more people just have to, like, I understand if it was a kid or something like that, but certain things, I just think that people just have to, like, mind their own business sometimes. Because well, that we're too much into
other
getting into
lives.
People's business.
Anthony, let me ask you this, though. So I guess it's not exactly the same thing, but like if you saw like a dog in a car by itself, like do you say something about that? Do you do anything
right,
or are you
car,
just kind
right.
of mind your business regardless?
No, if a dog is by itself, like in a heated car or something like that, of course.
Right.
Most definitely.
Because it's about to die.
But I just think that we have to step back a little bit because it's beginning to be to the point that people are just too much into people's business. You know,
right.
Like,
well, I was thinking
Facebook.
That at the beginning. I said, yeah, I said, Ryan, you know, this is kind of like nanny state. He goes, no, it's not. I mean, it was a young schnauzer too, by the way. So it wasn't, I don't know, does it make any difference whether it's an older schnauzer or not? I did feel bad for the dog. But I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, Anthony, because that's what was going through my head. I'm like, please don't get us killed over a schnauzer, please.
Thanks
but,
for the call.
But on the other hand, he was very Thanks, passionate. Anthony. And then when we did roll, he's like, dude, I don't understand, you know, why you were like upset at me for calling out this person with the dog with secondhand smoke, because it really is a real thing. You know, Jay in Rogers Park. Good morning. You're on B96.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good.
Hi, Jay.
Good, Jay.
So I'm a physician, and stuff like this irks me. I mean, with animals or with kids. I mean, everyone knows about like firsthand smoke. We've done a good job at educating about that. And the same thing with secondhand smoke. Thirdhand is the one that I think a lot of people don't even know about, and that's when I see people smoking in their car, even if there's no one in the car with them. That, like, those toxins still get inside the fabric of your car. It gets in your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're around someone else, they're inhaling everything that's on you.
Oh.
So, like, when you have a small dog that you're holding to your chest or, like, a small child, all they're doing is, like, breathing all those in. That's why we have higher rates of, like, childhood asthma, upper respiratory infections. My best friend's a veterinarian. She said the same thing, that a lot of these animals that are coming in now have worse infections than she's seen before, and it's because you're getting exposed to stuff like this.
Interesting.
See, so you
it
think
is a
you,
thing.
You think my friend Ryan was right by saying you're causing secondhand, you're giving that dog secondhand smoke.
Absolutely. I mean, like, I get what the last guy was saying, that, like, we're all getting kind of overly involved, but I mean, I think we've, like, gotten to a state in our society where someone needs to get involved, and whether or not it's, like, a small situation like this or something larger, staying quiet obviously has not worked for us, so we need to start to speak up in a greater way.
But, I mean, come on. Let me speak on the other side. Are you really going to pass legislation that says you can't smoke around a dog?
No, I don't think that's what he's saying. Well, he's just saying that my friend Ryan was right.
But in terms of right, because
yes.
he should speak up, because more people should speak up, because it's wrong.
Well, you're the one that's saying legislate.
Well, yeah, because you're saying it's wrong. You're like, it's wrong. So you're saying someone has the right to go up to somebody else and be like, don't be smoking around your dog.
A lot of the time, I think it's how it's approached, too, because really it's just about education and being aware. As Jay, as a physician, is speaking to us, I didn't think about that, you know, holding something and you got smoke on your clothes or whatever, right?
No.
So if you don't know, so if you're like, hey, buddy, you know, I just don't know if you know this, but, you know, your dog.
That's a good point.
I don't know who's going to actually talk that
More
way.
Like
but
education. I hear what you're
but
saying
if you
from
did,
that perspective. That's a great point.
Well, so Jay, your friend who is a veterinarian, once again, said that the smoking around dogs is bad, right?
Yeah, and she's like it's getting worse for them. A lot of these infections that they're coming in with, like, you know, because dogs can have stuff like asthma, they can develop things like cancer. So all these things are just the way that we're susceptible to them. So are they. And to think, like, if someone even doesn't want to believe you and say, oh, well, it's just my dog, your dog is still mostly consisting of fur. So if you're smoking around them and you have kids at home, that means that smoke is getting trapped in their fur, and when your kid goes to go around them, they're inhaling all the smoke.
Never thought about that. Never thought about
that.
That's a great
point. But, you know, it's really crazy, Jay, as the dude said, dude, it's a dog. And then I thought, well, you don't love your dog very much if that's the way you look at it.
That's true.
He's like, dude, it's a dog. You know. All right, thank you very much, Jay.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Jay.
All the great information. All right, if you're just joining us, so yesterday, rolling out on Division with a friend, and daycare was letting out, so everybody stopped. The windows were down, and, you know, we pull up next to this car, and this dude has this young schnauzer sitting with it on his lap because they were stopped, right? Okay, so this guy's smoking a cigarette, and he's actually, like, he's not in, it's not doing that into the dog's face, but he was smoking and exhaling into this young dog. And Ryan called him out on it. And he said, dude, it's a dog. What does it matter? And Ryan said, no, it's secondhand smoke. It's just as bad as if you were doing this to a little kid. What are you doing, man? He said, dude, it's a dog. I said, oh, my God. I said, you're going to get us killed. But no, that's not what happened. Then some other lady walked by because all these people were letting out. And the lady's like, then the lady lit him up, said, you are
what, the
really.
Cigarette?
Yes. Oh. No. No, it said, you are really obnoxious doing that to your dog.
Right.
Yeah. So it got into a thing, you know, hey, drama on Division. What can I say? Antonia in Wheeling. Hi, Antonia.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I just want to say that, I mean, I own a dog myself, and I know and never in a million years would I be doing that to him. I love him too much. But actually, during the 4th of July, I was walking down the street, and I saw these, you know, people with their dogs outside, and these dogs were dying of, like, heat, like, dehydration. And I right away went up to them and I gave them like water and I was like, here, take it, you know, and they looked annoyed at me like, okay, don't get into this, but they're dogs, you know, they feel too. And just like Nina said, I would never leave a dog or see a dog inside a car and like,
I don't think any of us would.
And just see them there,
yeah.
You know? So of course I would get it, intervene because this dog actually feels something, just like it feels dehydration, just like it feels,
sure.
You know? All these things.
Yeah, good point, Antonia.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we also had Joanne from Whiting here. I don't have time to take the call, but niece is a heavy smoker, and the dog had lung cancer. So there you go. There's the proof.
Yeah, it does happen. But I think as we're talking about not saying things and reasons to say things, it's just like the holding back, I think, is when more people will continue to do all of this stuff. So just even having a little conversation with somebody moving forward, just to put a little bow on this, like, really, I don't think it hurts as long as you do it the right way.
Right, and I don't think it was a bad conversation. It didn't get antagonistic, you know, there was no throwdown, there was no brawl.
This time,
but the guy, I know. But when the lady came by and walked by and overheard the conversation, she snapped on the dude, say, "That's really obnoxious. Like, you are one obnoxious man blowing smoke in that dog's face."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. We're gonna take a break here, and when we come back, we're gonna talk about the man's last name. We're gonna do the last name thing.
Okay.
Because sometimes now guys are taking the lady's name. What do you think about that? B96. Check this out. How do you feel if you got married, Nina? So you're a radio person, but let me ask you this. Would you take your husband's last name?
Yep.
You would?
Yep. Well, it depends on what the last name is.
You really answered
funky.
That quickly.
Yeah, because I'm actually, surprisingly, I am woman, hear me roar, but I'm very traditional when it comes to relationships. Like, I want to cook dinner for my man. Like, I want to do those types of things. And yeah, I want to take his last name. Wherever he is, hurry up.
But what if he has a really funky, difficult last name? Like, my last name is ridiculous.
I don't know.
So,
I guess I'll have to deal with it when it comes to it. But I almost got... I'm not going to say it. Never mind.
Or would you do the hyphenated thing? And then the last thing I'm going to ask is, by the way, have you considered, if you're a guy, taking the wife's last name? Because there are a significant number of men now who are taking their wife's last name. 312-591-9696. Where do you stand with what do you do when you get married with the name?
There is actually a girl I went to high school with who I used to be very, very close to. Now we just kind of like catch up on Facebook and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when she got married, they started out hyphenated. And recently I saw that he changed his last name on Facebook and everything. That means it's real. To her last name.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And she's always been like a super feminist, and she was going to let him do whatever he wanted. You know, it was going to be her and his. But yeah, he took her last name.
Well, now Sharon and I talked about this too, and she said she didn't want my name. 312-591-9696. And I don't blame her. It's not that there's something, I don't want to insult my family. So if they're listening, this is not an insult to the family. It's just that, you know, we're not having children now. We're older. All right.
Right.
We all know that. So having said that, she doesn't want to take my name because she's had her name forever and she has a professional name also. And I thought, you know what? Maybe I would take her name because her name's really simple and it's a nice last name. And I'm, you know, I have no sons, no children to push forward anyway. So what does it matter?
So you're going to do it?
I might.
All right. That's
I thought
great.
About it. Yes.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's a good symbol of, I don't know, partnership.
But love. Gabe, I want to tell you something. I'm sure we're going to hear this on the phones. A lot of men would say absolutely not and would figure it out. They would find it to be a huge insult. Just as, you know, women who don't want to take the man's last name, it becomes an issue between the two of them.
It absolutely does.
Because for a man, if you say, well, I'm not taking your last name, it sounds... It could sound insulting.
Yeah,
you see.
What if the wife has a really cool last name?
Well,
like
see,
like a Jordan.
Mine would. Right. Yes.
Gabriel Jordan.
Yeah. Yes, I'm Michael Jordan's little cousin.
Yes, but wouldn't your family flip out?
No.
Because
my brother's middle name is Michael for Michael Jordan. So
he'd be like, yes. Okay.
But see, you're young, so you would have children, and then your parents might get upset that you're not carrying on the name. All of that. I don't have that going on.
Yeah, a little bit different situation with me because I don't have a relationship with my real father, so I don't care about the last name so much, you know? So I'm sure there's a lot of people out there like that don't necessarily particularly have a connection to that last name the same way.
Let's go to the phones, 312-591-9696 with the last name. And what do you think? Do you take your husband's last name? Have you refused to take your husband's last name? And if you are the husband or you're the husband-to-be, would you take the woman's last name because it's a better name? Let's start with Bridget. Good morning, Bridget. You're on B96.
Good morning.
Hi, Bridget.
Hi. So I'm actually getting married, not this November, but next November.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And my fiance, I know he wouldn't take my last name, but I've told him multiple times that, you know, I mean, we've discussed it, but I'm not taking his last name. Unfortunately, it's like not a deal breaker for him, but I know it definitely like hurts his feelings and a little bit, but like my mom never changed hers, and it's not anything against his family or his last name. But
well, at least you have that going. Like, yeah, you have that going for you. You can say, well, my mom didn't do it. That's my reason
right.
why. That's
well, I was going to say, that's the important question, though, is why.
Yeah, why?
I mean, I think like for me, like my last name, like that's my identity, you know, like that's something that's important to me, and I'm not going to be fussy about, like, I don't want to hyphenate, like, and the kids can have this, like, if when we have kids, like, down the road, he can totally, you know, they
give
can have
his
last name. I'm not going to get mad. Like, my mom's whole life, she was referred to, you know, my dad's last name. She didn't get mad about it. Like, no one got mad. I'm not going to get mad.
Bridget, how old are you? How old are you right now?
I'm 27.
Okay.
See, and how old was your mom when she got married? Do you know?
I think she was, maybe like
13?
29. No. 29.
But yeah. Does his family know that you're not going to take his last name?
I think it's been like mentioned in past. Like his grandpa will be upset. He's a very like traditional conservative guy.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you don't have to tell him the truth.
Thanks
he'll be,
for the call.
He'll be happy that it happened.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Bridget.
Yeah, this is where the family sticks their nose in things, for sure. Kaylee, good morning from Lincoln Park. You're on B96.
Good morning. Hello.
Hi, Kaylee.
So, I am, like, kind of with Nina because I get that, like, traditionally you're supposed to take, you know, the man's last name, and I get that. Should I say my last name on the radio?
I'll say mine if you say yours.
What did she say? Say your last name. I'll say mine if you say yours.
It's not that big of a deal. You can Google all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm the last, like, Kowalski, pretty much. So I feel like I'm the chosen one to kind of, like, keep my name going. I mean, I guess it is my family's fault for not, like, reproducing more.
Sure.
I love you.
Right.
The chosen one.
Yes. I like my last name, and I like the way my name sounds, and I don't want, like, the Kowalski name to stop, because this is who I am, and I like it.
I love that.
Right.
So would you make your man be a Kowalski, too?
No. See, that's the thing. I would want him to keep his last name, and I also wouldn't like his last name because it would sound terrible.
Well, now, wait a second. So when you have children, are you going to hyphenate their last name?
No. I want them to be Kowalski.
Well, what about him? Now, hold on a second. So, but you're allowing him to keep his last name because he wants to take his last name. He wants to keep his last name. So when you have children, don't you think he's going to, especially with a son, want his last name on that son?
I mean, yes, but in my defense, like, he has brothers and stuff, like, who have his last name, too. So, like, they have their duties of keeping their name going. But I'm, like, the last one. Like, that sucks. Like, my aunts and uncles didn't have kids, and, like, my sisters are half-sisters. sisters, so they have, like, a different last name than me. So it's like, again, I am the chosen one.
I love that. Kaylee, do you watch Game of Thrones?
No, I don't.
Okay. For the people that watch Game of Thrones, she's like Khaleesi, but she's Kowalski.
Yes.
The chosen one, mother of dragons.
Sounds
like
that.
Thank you for calling, Kaylee. Good luck with that decision making when the kids arrive.
I wish I could laugh like that, too.
I told you, you better watch that show.
312-591-9696. If you're on hold, stay there. We're talking about whose last name do you take? By the way, nowadays, some guys are taking the lady's last name. Would you do that?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.